Hello, my name is Joe Massey, and you're listening to The Sod Show.
The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green-fingers Brian Green, Fridays, 3pm, 103.2 Dublin City FM. The Sod Show, Dublin's garden radio show. The Sod Show, brought to you by Green Sacks, the compostable bags for home and garden. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for Friday, the 6th of July 2012. Brian and Peter in Kildare Village, where we'll be meeting Joe Massey, the florist who has arranged the Chic Summer Festival here at Kildare Village, and a bit of a walk around will be had. We'll also be talking to Brian Kitson, Deputy Marketing Director, just to give us a flavour of the entire village. If you want to get in touch, it's #SodShow on Twitter. You can also now follow us on Twitter, where we're at SodShow. You Twitter people, you know what to do. And also on Facebook at facebook.com/TheSodShow. And coming soon, the website. More about that when we have it. But a domain has been booked and is ready for use. So let's get on with today's show. Picture yourself with us at Kildare Village.
So just after landing in Kildare Village, we're due to meet Joe. And in the meantime, we managed to bump into, thank God, Brian Kitson, who is the Deputy Marketing Director of Kildare Village. Brian, how are you?
Peter, nice to see you here. I'm very well, thanks.
Just to paint me a picture, I've never been here before. What is Kildare Village? What can I expect to see here on my walk around? What is, for those listening at home in particular as well, who've never been here before?
Shame on you. I can't believe you've never been here before, Peter.
Not a big shopping fan. Not a big shopping fan.
Well, maybe we might change that today. Well, we're sitting here in the heart of County Kildare, the beautiful County Kildare, about a few minutes from the Curragh and a few minutes from the Irish National Stud. So we're in the heart of Thoroughbred County. We're in an absolutely beautiful area, and Kildare Village Chic Outlet Shopping is, an international shopping destination. We're part of 9 chic outlet shopping villages around Europe. Kildare Village is the baby of the collection of villages. We're open now for 6 years. This will be our 6th anniversary this July. And really, it's all about designer brands, your favourite designer brands at prices reduced by up to 60% off every day all year round. We're an outlet. So you get your favourite luxury brands, and they're each in their own gorgeous little boutique. And it's a charming outdoor setting, so we take great pride as well in the appearance of the place. So, you know, I think you've come to the right place. I think your listeners will love it down here, because we've got a great landscape. We're working here, and during our summer festival, it just kicked off on Friday the 6th. There's going to be some great things to see and do.
How long does that run until, Brian?
The Chic Summer Festival, it's the second year actually that we've run the Chic Summer Festival. Last year it kicked off first year. Very successful, so lots of people coming here. Lots of tourists actually coming to the village, so it was wonderful. So this year we're having a 4-week programme altogether. It's kicking off today, and it's going to run right through until Sunday the 29th of July. And really the idea is to, you know, pretty much everything is free, in fact, you know, so it's kind of one of those things where if you're coming down for a day's shopping and you're going to enjoy shopping in great designer brands like Polar Alpha Wren, Tommy Hilfiger, LK Bennett, All Saints, we have Coach just recently opened, Church's Shoes. So we've got amazing designer brands that are joining with the likes of kind of Nike and Asics and the North Face, great outdoorsy brands like that. So if people prefer just spending a day in the hills, we've got something for everybody. And as I said, they're up to 60% every day. And really the whole point of the Chic Summer Festival is that it provides that kind of added layer of experience for people who love shopping but who want to do something above and beyond that. So we've got lots of things happening. In fact, Daisy Lowe was here yesterday to launch the whole festival, and she's a great British model, so there was great excitement because she came here to launch a partnership with the Irish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Children. So we're selling a special little corsage, which is going to, all the profits are going to go to that particular charity, which is a good cause. And I suppose today you'll see later on some great outdoor animation. We've got summer arias being performed in the village today and also tomorrow. And each weekend and each Friday and Saturday, you're going to see different live music, live acts taking place. So it's all free, face painting, summer arias. You're going to have summer swing and DJs performing each Friday and Saturday. On Saturdays and Sundays, we've got Good Food Ireland coming. So if you're into your food, if you like great artisan food, Good Food Ireland are absolutely amazing. They represent all those small, wonderful artisan food producers from around the country. So whether it's the guy up in Donegal smoking his salmon, or somebody in Cork making cheese, they're all going to be here selling their wonderful food produce. We also have an amazing partnership with the Irish Family History Foundation and our nearby Kildare town. And basically that's all about, if you're interested in your roots and interested in genealogy, you can take part in a Irish heritage and genealogy trail, which kicks off every Friday at 10 o'clock up in Kildare town. And for €5, for absolutely nothing, you can take in a great tour all the way down through Kildare town and all the wonderful heritage sites, and come down along our wonderful Grey Abbey here and along the boardwalk and arrive in Kildare village. And in Kildare village then at 12 noon every Friday, for free, people will be able to sit down with consultants from the Irish Family History Foundation and learn all about their own past and their own heritage. And I think it's something that people are very interested in, is discovering a little bit about themselves, you know. So that's all kicking off. And I suppose the centrepiece of the whole activity really is this spectacular floral couture installation, which I know you're very keen to talk to Joe Massey. Joe Massey has become the youngest guy, and the first guy ever actually, to win gold medal in Chelsea Flower Show 4 years in a row. Nobody's ever done it, and he's come all the way to Ireland to create a really stunning floral couture installation. It's a masterpiece. It's a catwalk with three dresses, which is going to be on display in the village every day for the next 4 weeks. And it's going to be absolutely remarkable. I urge everybody to come and see it.
You must be one of the best dressed men I've ever met in my life. And half of me wonders whether your job is at all or entirely difficult. How stressed do you not get working here?
Well, I have a great job and this is a great place to work. I work with a great team of people who are far more fashionable than I, so I think some of it just rubs off on myself. But it's a great place to work. It's a wonderful setting.
For those coming down, and I suppose the easiest way to say it, if you were coming from Dublin Airport, how far away is it and what's the best way to travel?
A lot of people come, there's direct bus coaches all the way from Dublin Airport, so it takes little over an hour to get from Dublin Airport. And of course, if you're staying in central Dublin, less than an hour to get here. We've got great transports on kildarevillage.com.
Our thanks to Brian Kitson from Kildare Village for the introduction. Stick around, don't turn off the radio. A wonderful conversation coming up with Joe Massey, the florist.
You're gonna see the reason why when they're spitting.
April March and Chick Habit on 103.2 Dublin City FM radio in Dublin and on podcast around the world. This is The Sod Show, brought to you by Greensax, compostable bags for home and garden. Let's get to our conversation with today's special guest. This is Peter Donegan speaking with Joe Massey.
So we're in Kildare Village. Sitting next to me is a gentleman by the name of Joe Massey. Joe, how are you, sir?
I'm very, very good this morning. How are you?
Good. Joe, I suppose for those who are not aware of you, can you explain what it is you do for a living?
How long have you got? Essentially, I suppose I'm a floral designer. I work for myself, independent. And basically what I do is kind of, I don't know, some describe it as art, some describe it as sculpture. I prefer the term design with flowers and botanical materials. So I do everything from one-off commissions like we're doing here in Kildare Village to magazines or PR fashion shoots, a whole host of things really.
When I was talking to you earlier on, I noted that when most people think of floral and floral designs and floral arrangements, we get this picture of a little, maybe this sounds, I don't want to get into trouble for this, but a lady in a bonnet with, you know, almost like Wurzel Gummidge's girlfriend. What was her name? I think it was. That kind of a picture. But what age are you, just to put it in perspective?
What age am I? I'm 24.
Are you not a bit young to be doing what you're doing?
You make it sound like, I don't know, it's an occupation you get when you're over 60, like a bus pass kind of thing. You reach 60, here's a bus pass, here's your scissors to make flowers with. Jesus, no. I mean, I started off in the industry when I was 13, and I've got to be honest, I didn't have any particular passion for it. I didn't particularly want to do anything. It was literally, I wanted a Saturday job. So I went around all the places in the village where I lived. The only place that was hiring was the florist. And I was kind of like, okay, this could be interesting. And after a year or so of scrubbing buckets and conditioning, I thought, actually, this is pretty cool. And then through my studies and through a lot of the competition work I've done, it's led to, you know, to doing things like this, to floral couture and, you know, projects in, you know, building a catwalk in Ireland, things like that. So,
just to put it in perspective, how many times have you won at Chelsea?
I've won 4 times consecutively, which is, like, pretty cool.
And at what colour?
Gold and best in show, 4 times consecutively.
So you're pretty damn hot.
Yeah, I'm like the business. No, joking. No, joking, please. No, I mean, to exhibit at Chelsea. Have you been to Chelsea before?
Never been to Chelsea.
Oh my God, you're totally missing out. Chelsea is like so, so cool. It's like, it's almost like, have you been to any of the RHS shows in the UK, like Tatton or anything like that? You've been to Tatton Park?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Chelsea is kind of like Tatton Park, but it's like a third of the size and a lot more prestigious and a lot more celebrities kind of thing. So it's kind of like Tatton on acid kind of thing. It's like got that whole kind of vibe to it. So it's good though. It's like the most prestigious flower show on earth. And it really is a privilege to be there. Like whenever I compete, yeah, I'm always like reminding myself to, you know, take it very, very seriously. And you don't get cocky. You don't be arrogant. You just literally, you know, you respect the fact that you have the privilege to show at a world famous show.
Did you not find the first year you went there to exhibit that people kind of said, maybe who's this young pup?
Well, no, it wasn't too bad at all. I mean, when I first did the competition in Chelsea, it was a little bit like I wasn't sure what to expect at all. So I was just kind of thrilled to be there. Like the opportunity to actually just compete at Chelsea was enough. You know what I mean? Mm. It was enough just to be able to be allowed there. And then when I remember the morning when we walked in and we saw, you know, the gold and the best in show, I literally nearly had some kind of heart attack. It was crazy. Yeah, amazing.
In show garden design, there are a set standard size of gardens that you can have, which is generally speaking 3x3, 8x6 or 20x10. How do the rules work in floral design in Chelsea?
Well, in the floral design, we always exhibit in the Great Pavilion, which is, you know, where it all kind of happens. And it really does depend on the schedule. Each year, the organisers, the RHS, they change the schedule. So, I mean, the first year we had to make like a flamboyant floral hat decoration. The next year it was like a parasol. The third year it was a jockey silk. This year we had to make a chandelier. So really, the scope of the exhibit completely changes each year on the dynamic of the actual competition, which we, you know, we have to fulfill.
Going back to the age thing, when you started off in the floral shop, and I put this with an emphasis of young people listening, and I suppose demystifying that old lady bonnet bus pass thing that you were speaking about. But is there a bit, or I suppose at what age did you kind of turn around and go, actually, I'm not bad at this?
I think it was when I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe like 18, 19. Because I did my first competition when I was 16 years old, and I thought I was like so brilliant. So I remember going in and thinking like, oh, this is going to be incredible. I'm going to win. And then when I kind of didn't, I was like, oh, okay. I think my first competition I actually did, I scored 66%, and I was like, oh, Jesus. So after a couple of years and a couple more tries and a lot of study, I started winning, and that was when I thought, you know what, actually I could be pretty cool at this. Yeah.
What do your mates do for a living?
A mix of different things. One is training to be a lawyer. A lot of them are florists and garden designers, a couple of fashion designers. So all kind of more towards the creative thing, apart from my best friend who's a lawyer. Which is quite handy.
Explain to people what you're doing at Kildare Village.
At Kildare Village, we have had an amazing opportunity. We've built a huge 6 meter long catwalk. It's 6x2. And we've clad the whole thing with like artificial grass on the outside. And then the inside is literally like a living catwalk. It's filled with a ton of bright summer, colorful materials, anything from hydrangea to dahlia, roses, marguerites. We've got a huge range of beautiful things. And the catwalk really sets the stage for the three floral couture dresses, which are actually going to be sitting on top, or standing on top of the mannequin, on top of the catwalk, sorry. The dresses are made of a mix of artificial materials and also a mix of fresh botanical materials, and the whole project is kind of based around the theme of a wonderful Irish summer, which I know, you know, the weather might not be particularly given towards that, but that's the ideal.
How and where did you source your materials, Joe? Did you bring it across with you, or...?
We did a little bit of both. I mean, I've sourced a few materials from the local area, such as like elder branches or willow branches from a few contacts I have in the area, which to me is really, really important, because the whole piece has to be, you know, it has to fit in with the landscape, and it has to really reflect the brief of reflecting, you know, Irish heritage. And I mean, we were very, very keen to use a lot of materials that were significant to the area. For example, on one of the dresses, we have some really beautiful hand-cut bamboo rings, which obviously reference the Japanese gardens of the stud. Well, we've got some horseshoes, which we're going to actually plant through the catwalk. Also, the whole project is kind of like almost highlighting the local attractions in the area, and bringing the whole thing together for people to see in Kildare Village.
So, is this your first time in Ireland?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this is actually only the second time I've been here. I came over, I think, back in the beginning of March, just to do a bit of research, really. You know, we went around St. Fiacre's Garden, the Japanese Garden, all that kind of thing. So that was really, really cool to see. And then they came over, they were like, oh, can you come over? We really, really want you to see the village and everything. And I was actually due to go to China the next day to do a tour of workshops and demonstrations for the British Council. So literally the day before, I was like, oh my God, I've got to pack for Ireland. So I came over to Dublin for like 6 hours, flew back, repacked my suitcase, and then I went straight on to China for 3 weeks, which is pretty exciting.
And how long are you in Kildare Village for now this week?
For Kildare Village, I think I wrap up tomorrow evening. And then after that, I think we're back to do a few maintenance village, you know, throughout the month, just to make sure it looks tip top. And then I think we take down on, I think it's like the first day of August, I think.
It's not bad.
What's your impression of Ireland overall? And I suppose you would have maybe seen more of Kildare and Kildare Village surrounds, I suppose, throughout your stay here. But what's your overall impression?
I love Ireland. I could definitely live here. It's a really nice place. Maybe that's like great for tourism. I don't know. It's ticking all the boxes. But no, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to live. It's just so like everyone's so friendly and it's dead relaxing. And nothing's too much of a problem for anything. So I love it. I really do like it here. It's nice.
Highlights
so far would be the stiff British upper lip we had when we learned that all our materials actually didn't make it over on the ferry for the first day, and we were told, oh, actually they're going to be here maybe nearly 2 days late. We were like, oh, Jesus. But they got here in time, which was fine. And I think the highlights has really just been working with Kildare Village on the project. I mean, they've been so receptive to my ideas and my kind of vision of what it wanted to be. And luckily, you know, it seems we've got the thumbs up from them. So it's all good all around.
What's the future hold for Joe?
The future is pretty interesting at the moment. And after I wrap this project in Ireland, I'm actually off to work with a huge design company in New York for 6 months, working with a company called David Beam Design. And he is like a huge, major extraordinaire at event design and parties in New York. So that's what I'll be doing for the rest of 2012. And then 2013, well, who knows?
you're not even 25.
I know, but it shows on my face, Jesus. The speed I go, it shows on my face.
What does Joe Massey do on his time off?
The time off, I just like to like chill and really just chill with my friends, to be honest. Like, I'm not too much of like a wild party animal. I don't drink or anything, so we just take it really, really easy. Maybe movie nights or good food or just chilling, relaxing, yeah.
Are you, I suppose, the horticultural floral celebrity of the world?
I'm not a celebrity in any way, shape or form. No, I just really, really like what I do. And I mean, it's always a privilege when you get, you know, asked to do things like this. And, you know, it's a real highlight. It is. It's a highlight.
Do you get fan mail?
No, not at all. Not at all. I get like the odd message on Facebook or Twitter saying, oh, I really love your work. I mean, which is always wonderful to get. But no, fan mail, no, not at all.
If you were to give people listening at home, and I think I have a 2-year-old daughter, to put in context, Ella, and we have this thing where we pick a flower every day for mom, and it might be a buttercup or a daisy, and it's more the, in part from my horticultural head, it's the not pulling the petals off the flower, it's being gentle, and it's knowing a little bit where to pick. And in my subconscious, I'm kind of teaching her these basic principles, you might say, and we put it in the jar. I know other people who say to me that, I suppose, to take it a stage further, they like to have flowers from their garden on their table, but to be able to say that they picked them from their garden, are there 5 plants that you would have without question, without fail, in any garden, what would you recommend?
Oh gosh, that's a big question. To be honest, I mean, I'm always a firm believer in planting and growing with what you love, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't enjoy it, there's really no point doing it. For me, I absolutely adore dahlia. I think they are a super cheap plant to grow, really, really easy to grow as well. And you get such a beautiful splash of color, and there's some amazing varieties around. What else do I like? I love English garden roses, which are just beautiful. I mean, a lot of like the David Austin varieties are absolutely stunning. I love a lot of grasses as well, like restios, like a lot of the grass families I think are absolutely gorgeous. And if you're looking to give maybe some architecture to a garden, some lines or things, I think they are a wonderful way to go. I'm a big fan of succulents, like all different mixed succulents we buy. I think they're absolutely beautiful. And of course, they're so useful for floral design too. And last, what do I really love? I think I love hydrangea as well. It grows pretty well in nearly every garden. Nearly everyone I know has a hydrangea. And they're just so beautiful. And, you know, they give such good value for money after a couple of years. They really establish themselves.
Are there flowers that you have seen in the last, well, you're kind of tipping 25, let's say, just to round it off. So between the last 15, since you were 15, 16 years of age, going to 25 the last 10 years, are the plants like the callus stem and the bottle brush that have kind of taken a back seat and new plants come in?
I mean, we always look at like trends, to be honest. Like, we have a look at like the RHS shows, such as Chelsea Flower Show. They have like a plant of a year award, which is always good to like cast your eye over and, you know, see what's up and coming. And I mean, it's so important to go to shows like Chelsea or Tadden or Hampton Court, where you see new varieties and new things coming through. I mean, personal loves of mine are, you know, I love the big resurgence in almost like English country flowers, which has been coming through the past couple of years. It's really hitched on with like the vintage trend, which we're seeing quite a bit. But I mean, I've got to be honest, now that vintage is fading away, I'm a little bit grateful, because there's only so many times you can reference the past and, you know, recreate that kind of look before it gets a little bit boring.
What would you say to the 12, 13, 14, 10, 15 year olds out there listening to this who are thinking maybe floral is something, I suppose, a profession, it's fair to call it that I would like to get into?
I think if it feels right, do it, you know what I mean? Like, if it is your passion, if it's something you want to do, then, you know, pursue it with all your worth, definitely. I mean, you can't teach talent, I'm a firm believer in that, but there is no substitute for experience either, you know what I mean? Like, you have to do the groundwork. I mean, for a good couple of years in my career, maybe 3 or 4 years, I assisted for free at garden shows or design shows. I would do as many workshops as I possibly could, on top of my standard college work as well, my college qualifications. So it was all about just doing the absolute most I could to progress myself and learn. And I think in life, it's the same as in your career, as in anything. You put in what you get out. So
I listen to people saying to me that they want to get into, let's say, becoming a next celebrity chef, so to speak, to use a different example. And they say that when they went into the kitchen, they spent, you know, 2 years washing dishes. And I was kind of going, but is it not being part of the environment equally, I suppose, to the floral side of it? Was there a bit where you felt you were doing what some might call the gopher job?
No, totally. And I think you have to. I mean, when you apply to assist maybe a designer with a big design project or a show, or to assist backstage at a design show, for example, then you do it for free. You know what I mean? You do it for the experience. That's what you're getting out of it. And there is a little bit of paying your dues and a little bit of, learning on the job kind of thing. But I think that's incredibly important. I really, really do. There's no substitute for the experience that you will get seeing at those type of, helping at those type of shows and or even assisting a designer with a project. I mean, there's no substitute for that level of experience.
How important are kids and flowers, Joe? How important is that to I suppose, open children up to the beauty or the pretty? And like I suggested, even with my daughter, just being genteel with a buttercup that grows as a weed.
I think that's incredibly important. I mean, you have to teach sensitivity to nature and also respect for nature as well. It goes right through to, being an adult and doing your recycling. I mean, I think on a very, very large kind of sense, a large kind of scale, you have to look at your place, like, within the community, within the world, and how what you do impacts on, anything else. And I think teaching kids is so important. I mean, when it comes down to education in schools as well, I always think that horticulture is never pushed as a career is like a really great possibility. It's always seen as, something which is maybe if you're not very good at maths or English or science, then you can go and become a horticulturalist kind of thing or a florist.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, exactly. And I myself, I was very academic. I was pushed down a very academic route in school, part of it, like gifted and talented and all that kind of business. And so when I said I want to be a florist, the careers teacher was like, there's no way on earth you're going to be a florist, you know what I mean? You should go to university, you could be a doctor and did it and all that other thing.
You're running, or your displays are running in Kildare Village from what dates to when?
They are running from the 6th of July to the 29th of July, and they're here pretty much every single day, come rain or shine, and come and check it out. It's definitely worth a visit.
Yeah, if you want to come down and check out Joe's creations, and do, by all means, I have to say, we're halfway through the preparations of it at this moment in time, but we're going to go a little bit behind the scenes and see a little bit more. But it's kildarevillage.com for all further details on that. Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And you can see Joe Massey's floral designs at Cheek Summer Festival at Kildare Village. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, with thanks to our sponsors, greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check out our show on Twitter at Sod Show, #Sod Show for conversation, and now on Facebook, facebook.com/The Sod Show, where you'll find out details about Sod Show Extra, where you'll get the work for July, which has been pumped into the podcast extra. We'll be back next Friday at 3 p.m. Take care. Bye bye. Longer would you be my baby?